Proclamation number 5109 of 21st of April, 1951. Love, Wisdom, Omnipotence, Characteristics for Revelations. You shall feel my love, you shall recognize my wisdom and experience testimony of my might and strength, so that you believe that the eternal deity reveals itself to you through the Spirit. Nothing is meaningless. What you experience, what happens around you, and what happens within you. And once you have been initiated into the secrets of my plan of creation and salvation, then it will be easy for you to recognize my hand, my visible guidance, in everything that happens, for then you will also know that my love leaves no stone unturned to turn your hearts towards me, and that everything, even the most severe suffering, is merely an expression of my love which wants to win you for eternity. One day when you look back on your earthly life, my wisdom will also be obvious to you, for then you will recognize the connection between every event and your soul's maturing process, and nothing will appear arbitrary to you anymore. Instead, you will recognize everything as purposeful and beneficial which brought about your maturing. But my strength and might will also become apparent to you if only you pay attention to your course of life, which often seemed unbearable to you and again became bearable due to circumstances which you humans on earth regard as coincidence or your own will, but which were directed by my will in order to help you ascend. All people could experience my love, wisdom, and omnipotent activity in themselves and testify to it if only they were mindful in believing that I direct everything according to my will and that nothing can happen without my will or my permission. The fact that my love and wisdom always determine this only has to be believed until the human being voluntarily and consciously places himself under my guidance. Then he will receive the evidence that everything is providence and nothing is coincidence, and he will find this evidence within himself. For a person who consciously places himself under my guidance sees and hears what the other person does not hear. And therefore he can now also speak with conviction of my love and wisdom and omnipotence. He is able to do so because he has evidence of it, because his own life's fate again and again made him recognize me in my being, and therefore he gives himself to me unconditionally because he loves me. And I reward his devotion to me with my strength of love which now flows through him. I work in him through the Spirit. I reveal myself to everyone who has recognized me as an exceedingly perfect being, who believes in my love, wisdom, and omnipotence, and therefore also no longer doubts that the eternal deity reveals itself to its living creations. Every revelation of myself is also a testimony of my love, wisdom, and omnipotence. For my reign and activity is thereby made known, which always allows love, wisdom, and omnipotence to become recognizable. When I reveal myself to people, I openly enlighten them about my reign and activity as well as about the cause, the occasion, and the ultimate aim of every work of creation, and my love, wisdom, and omnipotence thereby become so obvious that there can no longer be any doubt that faith has now not only become belief but conviction. That the human being has now come to recognize me as soon as he himself allows me to reveal myself to him. Amen.